Harrison. Leon, I'm going to recommend that Homer Thornberry be kicked up to the Supreme Court from this circuit court, and I'm going to make Abe the Chief Justice, and I expect we'll have a row with the Senate to see the Republicans say that they object to naming somebody, but I wanted you to know it, and I wanted you to be going out to Jenner tonight. They have previously cleared these. I know you know about it, because probably have more to do with clearing them than anybody else, but they're going out to Jenner to ask him to have a telephone talk with whoever needs to be talked to, but I thought I'd better call you. I haven't even talked to Homer, and I haven't even talked to Portis that I'm going to do it. But I've about concluded that I will accept Warren's resignation. He writes me and says that he resigned at my pleasure. I'm going to accept it by saying that I will accept your resignation upon the qualification of your successor. And when Roosevelt accepted Hughes' resignation, he sent up Stone and Jimmy Burns and I guess it was Bob Jackson. And of course, if the chief is confirmed, then there is a place for associate justice. If he were not confirmed, then Warren would continue. And I wouldn't accept it because his successor had not qualified.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
And I believe most of them would prefer just to soon have Portis as to have a Warren. And I believe if there's any thing to all this talk about Sunders wanting somebody that has been on the bench and some judicial experience, that Homer was a prosecutor and Homer was a legislative man. He was in private practice for a good many years, and while he was served on the federal bench by Kennedy there, the whatever you call it, district court, that now he's on the appellate court, and I don't know how much more general or overall experience had. The Chief Justice told me that they needed somebody on that court that had some legislative experience. None of them had it, and they always had to look at what the Congress intended, the background and everything. We've got some, Joe Kraft said we need some accommodations this morning in the column, but we've got to. Douglas was a teacher, and two or three of my teachers, Portis taught at Yale, and all that kind of stuff, so I think that's the way I'll go, and I wanted to tell you about it and ask you if they call you to try to help it along any way you can.
I'll help it every way I can. Now, I think you probably know that I have passed on Homer twice. I passed on him for the United States District.
I knew that. That's why I called you. I remembered you got it done. It wouldn't have been done if you hadn't gone work on it.
Well, the first one was a hard one.
Yeah.
Because they were. He was a little short on law practice because of his college. But it worked out well, and I guarantee you that I'll just go all out to get this done. I think that it will not be without probably some questions, but I think we can get it done.
Well,
you have my assurance that I'll do everything I can.
God bless you. I'll tell you this, he'll give a good balance to that court. He'll give a good balance to it, particularly on law and order, and that's what I want.
I have not the slightest doubt about it.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
You let me know anything you hear. If you don't get me, call Larry Temple.
I will do that.